Police have released two 911 calls made in Colorado Springs on Saturday before a shooting rampage. They were placed by Naomi Betts, who saw a man carrying at least two guns and gas cans. Here's part of her first call.
It may be the guy that lives upstairs because he ran right up there, but he still shouldn't be holding that gun.
Well, it is an open carry state, so he can have a weapon with him or walking around with it. But, of course, having those gas cans, it does seem pretty suspicious, so we're going to keep the call going for that.
Okay, and the windows.
And here is part of Naomi's second call 10 minutes later.
I just called a few minutes ago, and the guy came back out, and he fired a gun at somebody, and he's laying on the street dead. Oh, my God. You sent an ambulance, too.
The shooter was Noah Harpum. He killed three people before he was fatally shot by police. Naomi Betts told news outlets she couldn't believe the reaction of the dispatcher. As Naomi put it, you know, we have that law here. Jacob Rogers is with the Colorado Springs Gazette. And Jacob, Naomi Betts was upset that the dispatcher cited the open carry law, but many people in your area back it.
Obviously, you know, there's been a great resistance to, you know, any gun control laws. Obviously, we had the state senator out here who was recalled, along with some other folks as well, when the state legislature actually tried to pass gun restriction laws.
Well, we understand the first call was initially given a level 3 priority, which means least urgent, least urgent. It was then switched to level 2, still described as a situation with no apparent imminent life threat. Are people asking if the open carry law is maybe making law enforcement less willing or able to investigate situations when people have guns?
It's interesting because it has brought about that concern. In talking with law enforcement officials, they often say that, you know, they're in a very difficult spot with these calls. I was talking to one last night who basically said, you know, it's very, very hard to judge intent while on the phone with a call taker. And so thus, you know, with a law like this on the books, with a law that allows people to openly carry a gun, judging how to respond to a call like that when really it's only a second or two that could change it from a very peaceful situation of a person carrying a gun down the street to one of violence, it's hard to kind of gauge how to react to that.
What's been the police department statement about what might happen?
They say that the dispatcher acted correctly within, you know, all of their protocols, both, you know, local and national. And this dispatcher was not placed on any type of leave. And actually, the police chief down here actually commended both the call takers as well as the officers for the response.
Well, again, the shooter identified as Noah Harpum. It's reported that those guns were purchased legally.
Yeah, in talking with the ATF, he actually purchased those guns. On three separate instances, he purchased the AR-15, a 357 revolver, and a handgun. He purchased those back in 2009 towards the latter part of that year. It was a legal purchase, and it was a licensed dealer with the ATF.
And again, Naomi Betts, who made those calls and feels that she should have been responded to, especially on the first one. What more has she said? I can't imagine trying to prevent an emergency and then having to watch it unfold before your eyes.
Yeah, if you listen to the second 911 call, it's very hard to listen to, actually. It's a scene that's gruesome, and it left her incredibly shaken. She was recalling to the 911 dispatcher about, I mean, how there was this person laying in the driveway of a house across the street, but she could still hear gunshots happening down Platt Avenue. And she actually remarked at one point how, you know, she might go outside, but she was actually scared to do so, given the situation.
Well, she'd already tried. Jacob Rogers of the Colorado Springs Gazette, thank you.
Thank you very much.